How you doing, everybody? Eddie the Hat here from horseracing-selections.com on Wednesday, September 8th, 2021. And of course, this is our weekly podcast for horses, trips, and trouble notes. And this will cover the closing week out at Del Mar, Thursday, September 2nd through Monday, September 6th. And nice meet, folks. Great weather. Great to be back out at the track after we had a year off due to COVID. And, you know, great bumping in the friends and all sorts of family members, associates, and whatnot. And can't wait to get back down there for the Bing Crosby meeting. But first things first, quick reminder that Los Alamitos has their snappy 16-day meeting, which opens on Friday, September 10th, this Friday. So we get a little bit of a break, not too much, but entries are going to be drawn tomorrow on the 7th. So they will be available for you to, you know, get an advanced look and start looking over the Friday card. But just some housekeeping notes for scheduling purposes for everybody out there. The race meeting is 16 days. It's going to go from Friday, September 10th through Sunday, September 26th. Now, racing will be conducted Friday through Sunday, the week of the 10th, and then on the week of the 17th through the 19th, and then the final closing week at Los Alamitos will be run on a Thursday through Sunday schedule. September 23rd through the 26th. So you've got Friday through Sunday, the week of the 10th, Friday through Sunday, the week of the 17th, and then Thursday through Sunday, the week of the 23rd. So keep that in mind. Also, first post on every race day at Los Al is 1 p.m. That's kind of nice. We like that because... Well, quite frankly, when they monkey with the post times, sometimes you get left, 12:30 start, 12:30 on the weekends, 1 o'clock during the weekdays. It's a little frantic sometimes, but we like that. Los Al, 1 o'clock on all of their race days. All right, let's hop right to it and get... up to speed here, and of course we're going to start with Thursday's card. This is September 2nd at Del Mar. Not really much here in the first race, but let's talk a little bit about Dream of Jean. What a striking looking filly, daughter of American Pharoah. She is huge, and I'll tell you, we didn't think much of her going into this race. Obviously, you know, the works had been okay, but when we saw her on the track, we were like, wow, who in the hell is that? And we had to check our program, and we saw that it was the John Sheriffs. Now, John Sheriffs, as you know, does not get horses ready to run right off the bat. He likes to take his time with them. They're not cranked up all the way when they make their debut, so that obviously had a lot to do with us not considering this three-year-old filly by American Pharoah. But when we saw her on the track, she made us take notice. And I got news for you. This gal can run. And I think this was a mile. She broke from the outside. She finished okay for an okay effort in her debut. And this is one we're going to follow. And that is Dream of Jean. In the first race coming out of Thursday's opener. Very, very nice looking horse. And she's going to improve with racing. No doubt about that. All right. Boy, I'll tell you, smooth like butter. If this horse, she got the trip we expected her to get. The pace was heated on early on. She closed for third. She was flying down along the inside. A couple more jumps would have got, probably would have finished second for us. But nonetheless, a nice long shot here. running third. Seven Sisters, the winner here. There was no way she was going to catch her, but far back early. This gal just, she needs to put herself into the race early for her to be a little bit more successful on the win end. But you can't change her style, so I don't know what they're going to do with her. She sucks us in 9 out of 10 times when she runs, and we were happy with the way the race shape looked coming into this race, but she did all she could do. She ran well for third, and I tell you, another frustrating effort for Smooth Like Butter. Friday's racing at Del Mar. This was the 3rd of September, and we're going to talk a little bit about, who are we going to talk a little bit about? We're going to talk a little bit about Street Humor. The four horse under Kyle Frey making his... this 2-year-old colt making his debut. He's a son of Street Boss for Manuel Ortiz. This guy did everything but win this race at a very nice number. Solid runner-up effort. He'll be a short price next time the break is maiden. But unfortunately, we had heard some good things about this guy in the morning. Decent works. Looked good. Nice breeding on the turf, for the turf, rather. And again, he did everything but win the race here. Showed speed throughout, opened up, and just couldn't hold off the winner piece. So I'm told. The horse was also making his debut here. But Circle Street Humor, and give him a look-see when you see him back out on the track. Noteworthy in the 4th race on, we're going to go to Saturday here. We're moving right along. On in Saturday's 4th race, KP Silver Bullet was off a step slowly and just really never got involved here. I think we didn't see this son of Secret Circle. I don't think we saw his best here. And let's put a circle around him and give him another look back. He's not much. He's a 20K maiden claimer, but I don't think we saw his best here. So let's give him another shot on next time. On Saturday, the I'm smoking here. Obviously, 2-year-olds can't run with Lasix, but I'll tell you, Zabashi sure looked like a bleeder here to us. Just stopped on a dime going into, actually started on the backside right before the turn. And he was eased, and I think I'm going to wager that that this daughter of Straight Fire bled. And not sure what they're going to do with that, not being able to be on Lasix, but we'll have to find out. But anyway, use caution when Zabashi, when you see her come back, probably maybe the mid to end of Santa Anita maybe. But then again, I'm only speculating, you know, that she did bleed. So maybe it was something else. Maybe she just didn't feel like running that day, but the way she backed up makes me think that she bled, and I'm going to use a lot of caution with her, Zabashi, when she comes back. The John C. Maybe, nice looking win here, going to Vegas. Our horse here, Tapwater. Folks, I'll tell you, we're going to circle here, but it's not for a good thing. She really has seemed to have gone south in her recent races. She just didn't offer much at all. Cutting back in distance from a mile and 3/8 last time where she got the lead, opened up, and then got nailed late. We thought that the cutback would help her here, and she just looked miserable. Not a good race from her at all, so I'm suggesting Tapwater, when you see her back next time, use a little bit of caution with her, because when mares go bad, they go bad real quick. They start thinking about other things. They start thinking about having babies and becoming a mother, and they don't want to run anymore. And that might be the case here with Tapwater. So interesting to find out when she comes back next time to see if she can improve, because I really liked her early on in her career. She had some talent. She had some ability, but not lately. How about the 10th race on Saturday here? Breakfast Ride broke out, bumped, was totally eliminated here from the Sadler Barn. Didn't do much running at all. But again, folks, when you get bumped, when a horse gets bumped, it's like getting, it's like a human getting punched in the gut. They lose their air, it's not a real pleasant thing. So Breakfast Ride deserves another chance. When we see him back, he's a son of Distorted Humor from the John Sadler barn. It was under Joe Bravo. Joe Bravo didn't do anything wrong here. He just kind of rode him around the track, and I think we're going to see a much improved effort from him next time. The 11th race here, Zaffarelli under Drayden Van Dyke here, was racing behind horses through the stretch, was steadied late, and was taken a hold of, really didn't have a chance to stretch his legs. And the son of Zoffany deserves to be followed next time because he did finish with some horse under him. And we're talking about Drayden here. And that is Zaffarelli out of Saturday's 11th race. Now we're going to turn to Sunday. Not a horse that that we had liked or that we're going to suggest you to follow. But if you did like Rifey, here the first race on Sunday, just a little bit of a trip note here. This horse walked out of the gate, made a nice little mid-race move, and flattened out. But you might want to take a peek and follow him back next time. And that is Rifey out of Sunday's first race. How about La Vie? Real unlucky race from this guy. The daughter of Midnight Loot under Edwin Maldonado had an awkward break, raced back earlier than, further back than normal, per her running lines, and made a nice elongated move for a third place effort. And this was a much better than looked race here for La Vie. So we're definitely going to circle her, follow her back out of Sunday's second race. Pearls and Heels was Fractious in the Gate out of in the third race on Sunday. Fractious in the Gate, and was very rank early, pulled, and just lost interest after that. This was a horse that we had given a little bit of consideration to, didn't release this daughter of Shanghai Bobby, but nonetheless, we did see a little bit of talent and ability from her. So we're going to suggest that Pearls and Heels out of Sunday's third also be followed. How about Fearless Girl, guys, in the seventh race on Sunday? This horse was rank early on, pulled, and then was blocked through the lane, was able to get out late and only late to finish in the runner-up spot. But this is definitely a horse, Fearless Girl, that we're going to follow. Also out of the seventh here, Lucky Peridot was pulled up and did not finish here. So if we see this daughter of It's Lucky Day come back, we're certainly going to use a little bit of caution with her. And then finally, the other note here, Trickle In. Did not have to be reloaded, but did push the front of the gate open. We never like to see that. A little bit of anxiety, a little bit of anxiousness from a horse. They usually don't run well. And such was the case here with Trickle In. So the horse really that we're going to follow is the one horse, Fearless Girl, out of Sunday's seventh race. And finally, today, the second race here, if you like Picada. This was a gate scratch at the gate. We're assuming it was a vet scratch. They did have problems loading this son of Havana Gold into the gate. He was reluctant. Once he got in, he got a little bit fractious. So we're assuming that that's what the case was here. So pay a little bit of attention to Picada next time his name is dropped into the entry box. And hopefully he'll behave a little bit better. I'm sure that Phil D'Amato will do what it takes to get him taken care of so that that won't happen next time. How about at the third race? How about Barbed Wire? Now, this was our bankroll horse today. Nice $7 return here. This horse broke nicely. Was caught four wide onto the clubhouse turn. Was racing down the backstretch while wide out. And Pratt said, okay, they're going a little bit too slow, so let's go. And this horse took a hold of the bit and went. Pulled himself up into contention. On the turn, he was wide. Into the stretch, he was at least three wide into the lane, but battled all the way through the stretch to get the job done under Pratt. So this was a very, very game, much better than looked win here. This horse is razor sharp right now, as evident by this effort today. And we're going to follow Barb Wire out of today's third race. Finally, Empire's Fire. Not a horse that we had endorsed today, but just some notes on him if you liked him or for next time. This guy was making his fourth start for Jeff Metz. Got loose behind the gate as the others were loading. Dumped his jockey and took a little stroll. Took a little bit of time for him to get captured, but they brought him back up to the gate. And it was determined at that point that he wasn't going to be a starter. So he was scratched by the vet late. And that is Empire's Fire. Chris's Fix broke a step slow. Nice effort for third. Yeah, let's put a circle around Chris Fix in the fifth race today, Monday, and give him a look next time. This was a nice effort here by this son of Grayson. How about Silver Surfer in the eighth race? This is not how you ride a racehorse, folks. Certainly no grief to Joe Bravo here, but this horse down the backside evidently shied away from the rail. He was making his North American debut today, and he decided that he didn't like the look of something, and kind of got a little bit loosey-goosey down the backside. Bravo had to take a hold of him, and then he got his mind back on running, and then on the turn, he was checking and steadying while he became rank. And then through the stretch, he was blocked, lacked room late, and was a much better than looked third. He tried to get through along the inside late to run down the runner-up, but wasn't able to. He lost a photo for that. But this is a nice effort here. Silver Surfer. We're going to follow him, put a circle around him, and give him a look next time. How about Papa Cap? Joe Bravo again comes into the fray here. Now, I'm sorry. Everything I said about Silver Surfer shying in that last race, disregard it, because it was this horse, Papa Cap. Papa Cap is the one that shied from the rail down the backside, checked and was steadied, and had no room also through the stretch here. This was a fourth place finish here, which with a better trip probably would have been a little bit closer here. So he had his undefeated streak snapped out of this race, and pretty much kind of a better than look try here, let's just put it that way. This 2-year-old had never been on the rail before, and obviously had a little bit of issues down the backside going 7/8, and Joe certainly not his fault, but boy, I'll tell you, down the turn and into the stretch, he was just that's why they run the races, folks. You know, sometimes you get breaks, sometimes you don't. Papa Cap didn't. We're circling him, and we're going to look for a much better effort from him next time. But the race prior to that, Silver Surfer, just to clean things up a little bit, also had traffic problems through the stretch and ran much better too. So Silver Surfer and Papa Cap, we're both going to follow them, even though I got the notes a little bit messed up with them. And finally, closing day today, Monday, the 10th race at Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf. Look at Tembo next time out. Circle him. He hopped up at the break, was slow in the stride. Got a little goofy early on under Umberto Rispoli, and finished nicely in a race that he probably could have just said, hey, the heck with it. and but finished with some run. We liked him on the gallop out. He came back well, so we're going to give him a shot. And he was a nice number in here, I believe, 9-1, 8-9-1, somewhere in that ballpark. So we're going to give him a shot next time, and that was Tembo out of today's 10th race. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Wednesday, September 8th. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back with you, as usual, on next Wednesday, on the 22nd, and we'll give you opening week at Los Alamitos. Guys, if you haven't had the opportunity, check us out. Horseracing-selections.com is where it's at, and we'll get you some winners. We have all sorts of information available for you, a very low monthly rate. If you want to buy the entire Los Alamitos meeting, that is available as well for a greatly reduced price. You get all 16 days for one low price. And then we also have other packages that favor meets like the Santa Anita and Del Mar meeting, where you can buy 30-day packages for the month and try us out. Also, weekend rates, all sorts of information for you. No excuse. It's all affordable. Horseracing-selections.com. That's where it's at. Eddie the Hat here. We're going to let you go, but we'll be back with you next Wednesday on the 22nd. Good luck this upcoming meet at Los Alamitos. Opening day, first post, 1 o'clock, out at Los Al. Until next time, talk to you soon.